Odor River was supposed to be basically 100%. We only have 30%. That is something they should look at. They should break buildings regardless of politics. That is something that we need to do. Again, we should understand that Ghana has human beings. And if we don't care about the human beings, then we should stop talking about this because people die. That is what I will leave this. Thank you very much.
Anapoku, I think we are going to have a big conversation with you. I think you know yourself on that, right?
Water moves. Water just need a pathway to move. So let's
always find this place.
Let's work on the drainage system. In your area, on the major gutters or drainage systems like Dodo, let's desilt it. Not only when it's raining. Random times we should be desilting it. And then let's improve drainage systems across Accra and all over Ghana. And by doing so, I think we'd have a better solution for our problems currently.
Ali, it's not easy. Accra floods and this issue, we've been talking about this since I was young, and we're still talking about it. It's been from 1960 to date. You get any newspaper clippings, you see Accra floods. Thank you all for joining us. Nanapoku, listen, your passion for this conversation, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Prof, from the University of UNAIR. Yes, thank you very much for joining us. And we had Jim Met on early on. You also heard from Queen Baka and Madame Yvonne, who have their own challenges with this flood. My name is Kweku Asante. We'll see you again same time next week on Ghana Connect. Have a great, lovely weekend.
Never felt this free before. I'm high and I'm getting higher.
Welcome to the Joy Sports World Cup Minute with me, Daniel Hranting. 7 African referees have been included in the final list of officials selected for the 2026 FIFA World Cup to be hosted across the United States of America, Canada, and Mexico. The expanded 48-team tournament will run from 11 June to 19 July 2026. As preparations ramp up, the World Football Governing Body FIFA has released a list for the match officials for the tournament, with 7 African referees making the list. Leading the list is Pierre Ghislain Acho of Gabon, alongside South Africa Tom Ambongile, Somalia's Omar Abdul Kadir Artan, a trio representing the diversity and growing strength of African officiating. They are joined by Mauritania's Dahani Beida, Algeria's highly rated Mustafa Gobal, the experienced Egyptian Amin Mohamed Omar, and Morocco's Jalal Jayed. And that's all for the Joy Sport World Cup Minute with me, Daniel Hranting.
Did you know that Ghana currently spends more than 8 billion Ghana cedis annually importing food that can be produced locally? That is why this June, Joy Business and the Super Morning Show, in partnership with the Federation of Associations of Ghanaian Exporters, FAGE, bring you the Joy Agribusiness Month 2026 under the theme, From Soil to Sovereignty, Building Ghana's Agricultural Self-Reliance Through Innovation. Join us on the Joy Super Morning Show, Joy News, and across Joy Business platforms for a month-long national conversation on Ghana's food security and agribusiness future. Week 1 focuses on government policy, trade and financing for food sovereignty. Week 2 explores research, innovation, mechanization. Week 3 examines infrastructure, value addition, youth participation and agricultural financing, while week 4 highlights opportunities across key horticulture value chains. The final week looks at consumer power and Ghana's roadmap to food sovereignty by 2030. Stay tuned to Joy FM and Joy News.
Are you an HR professional, a people manager, a business leader, or someone interested in understanding how organizations achieve results through people? Then join the Chartered Institute of Human Resource Management Ghana for the CIHRM 2026 conference under the theme Advancing Human Resource Excellence in Ghana, Leadership, Technology, and Governance on 10th and 11th June 2026 at Alisa Hotel, Accra. Register today at www.cihrmghana.org. For bulk tickets, sponsorships and partnerships, contact Adelaide on 0508-822-456 or Audrey on 0508-824-058. CIHRM 2026 Conference, shaping the future of HR in Ghana.
excitement. Enjoy the conversation. Come with us on this exciting journey of growth and personal development. We challenge you to break the status quo, step out, and do big things. Catch host Reverend Albert Okran as he vibes with CEOs, experts, and change makers. Right here on Springboard, your virtual university. Now showing every Sunday at 9 p.m. on Joy News TV, 7 p.m. on Joy 99.7 FM, and streaming online on Facebook and YouTube. You can't miss it. Partners, MTN Ghana, Enterprise Group, and the Ghana Grows Program, a collaboration between MasterCard Foundation and Springboard Roadshow Foundation. Media partners, Joy FM, Joy News TV, and Graphic. Springboard, your personal value will shoot up.
It's a goal! The World Cup football fever is here, and Electroland Ghana Limited is bringing the excitement of the stadium right into your home with unbeatable soccer promotion. Experience every goal and celebration in clarity, just like you're live at the stadium with discounts on Samsung, TCL, and Nasco Smart TVs. Make every match day perfect for your football watch parties with powerful air conditioners and air coolers, top and bottom mount chest and display fridges, gas cooker, washing machines, microwaves, small kitchen appliances, and more. This is the biggest football promo of the year. Rush to our showrooms and authorized dealer shops or call 050-315-9739. Electroland, bringing the stadium home.
Know that Ghana currently spends more than 8 billion Ghana cedis annually importing food that can be produced locally? That is why this June, Joy Business and the Super Morning Show, in partnership with the Federation of Associations of Ghanaian Exporters, FAGE, bring you the Joy Agribusiness Month 2026 under the theme, From Soil to Sovereignty, Building Ghana's Agricultural Self-Reliance Through Innovation. Join us on the Joy Super Morning Show, Joy News, and across Joy Business platforms for a month-long national conversation on Ghana's food security and agribusiness future. Week 1 focuses on government policy, trade, and financing for food sovereignty. Week 2 explores research, innovation, mechanization. Week 3 examines infrastructure, value addition, youth participation, and agricultural financing, while Week 4 highlights opportunities across key horticulture value chains. The final week looks at consumer power and Ghana's roadmap to food sovereignty by 2030. Stay tuned to Joy FM and Joy News.
The FIFA World Cup is here again with infinite storylines. From the new rules shaping the tournament to the cities and stadiums getting ready to welcome the rest of the world and players and teams chasing football's biggest dream. If the story matters on the road to the World Cup, we have it covered. Destination 2026 is your weekly stop on the journey to football's biggest show. Join me, Victor Achutamaklu, on Thursdays at 8 p.m. on Joy 99.7 FM. Destination 2026, the road to the World Cup starts here. Destination 2026 is sponsored by Adanse Travels. Call Adanse Travels on 0531-008-550 to book your spot to go experience the World Cup in the USA, Canada, and Mexico.
Joy 99.7 FM.
The station with the best music.
I love the music.
Joy 99.7 FM.
Keep this frequency clear.
It's the library with Andy Dusty.
The Library. Hashtag THELIBRARY. Hey, what's up? This is Andy Dusty. I'm your host. Today we're having a discussion on gone and forgotten musicians. I've titled it Gone and Forgotten because some of them, in fact, many of them, their songs are not even on radio. Now, a lot of them, because they've been shot into oblivion, no one would even touch their music. Sometimes it may not even cross your mind. Some of them may have died not long ago, yet their songs are nowhere to be heard. Their songs are nowhere heard. Today on The Library, we're having the discussion, and some of the musicians you may not even know have passed. Let's have a discussion. I'm very sure a lot of you don't even know some of the musicians who have died. Now, today's discussion will be very, very interesting. We're having, let's take a look at the likes of Nana Kwame Ampadu, Kim Bruce, E.T. Mensah, the new generation. Let's take a look at Daninete, Koffi B, OJ Black, and many others. And so some of them, sometimes you hear their songs and you go like, hey, so this guy till he die. Or sometimes you hear a song and you are told, oh, until he dies. Ah, when? Hey, some of them you hear and all like, but hey, why until he die? When? Oh, Charlie, die. Oh, he die, Charlie, okay. I think the most popular ones are Ebony Rains. Who else had died and had become the talk of town? Okay, I think Terry Bonchaka. When Terry died, that also brought a lot of talk. Yeah, a lot of musicians died and that was it. Mm-hmm. Expected Ghanaians to talk much more about them, even to the extent of their funeral, that people did not even show up. A typical example is Onyum Tufuahine Nana Kwame Ampadu. Nana Kwame Ampadu, when he passed, a lot of people did not even know that the gentleman had passed. Born and raised in the town of Oboe in the Hilikwawu era of Ghana's eastern region. In 1960, and at just 15 years old, he joined the Yamos band where he played clips, claves, and learned to play the acoustic or box guitar. In 1963, the African Brothers was formed by Nana Kwame Ampadu, his elder brother, Rover Amukofi Ampadu, Eddie Donko, Kwame Enimia, Asante and Kojo Furi, with the bass player Jody Kwabnapia and singer Kofi Opon Checheku, with Emilia, kicking off Gone and Forgotten Heroes from The Library. Welcome to the show. This is Andy Dusty.
It's The Library. Emilia, Andy Dusty.
Recently, Emilia Brobe and Kwame Eugene tapped into this song, right? And they did their version for me. That was very good. Unfortunately, it couldn't really fly. Well, and you're to find it, Nana Kwame Ampadu. Ooh. Brother Kwame Ampadu, like so many concert musicians of the time, found it difficult to operate in Ghana during the early or mid-80s with its military curfews and economic hardships. Now, there's another thing I want us to look at. The economic hardships. However, he managed to record albums like Enea Maneme, often played outside of Ghana. His band toured the Côte d'Ivoire, Nigeria, and also undertook several European tours. It also appeared in one of the episodes of the British Third Eye film Repercussion, released in 1984 on the British Channel 4 TV. In addition to all these recordings and touring, Nana Kwame Ampadu also managed to find time in the 80s to be the vice president and later general secretary of Musica. This was in 1984. In the 80s. Then in the 90s, he set up a recording studio and became a trustee of the Ghana National Folklore Board. Nana Kwame Ampadu had a recording or mastering equipment and co-produced a promotional CD for the Folklore Board that consisted of digitalized versions of some of the original tracks, including Yampo and some of the 1928 Zomphone recording by the Kumasi Trio. Before he died, he became a church evangelist and was running the recording studio at La Paz in Accra that re-released many of his old hits. Over the years, Ampadu released about 400 songs, 450 singles, and 60 or so albums. He also won many awards. Some of them included the Rex Image Award, the ACRAG Award, the National Commission on Culture Award, and most importantly, in 1997, the Grand Medal of the Volta Civil Division Award. In 2010, he released his last album, Mofra Munko Besan Peni. Ah, Nana Kwame Ampadu.
This is the library.
Let's rock. Mm-hmm. Nana Kwame Ampadu, right there on the library here with Andy Dusty. Tell your friends that the library has begun, y'all. Okay. And we're discussing gone and forgotten heroes. When was the last time you heard songs like these on radio? Okay. Folks, now let's look at a man known as the King of Dance Band High Life. The King of Dance Band High Life. E.T. Mensah. A lot of people term him as the King of High Life Music. E.T. Mensah. Born in Accra in 1919, and it was his Temple's band that pioneered the urban dance band High Life of the 1950s. E.T. Mensah started his musical career when, as a small boy, he joined the Accra Orchestra as a flute player for the Accra Orchestra formed by Teacher Lamte around 1930. That grew out of an earlier schoolboy brass band. Teacher Lamte, the music and sports teacher of a Jamestown elementary school, had been a member of one of his first dance orchestras in Ghana. The Jazz Kings formed in 1916, but it was his Accra Orchestra that became the best-known pre-war orchestra before the Second World War, and many of Ghana's top musicians played in it, including E.T. Mensah, and his elder brother, Yeboah Mensah, Joe Kelly, and Tony Gripman.
It's the library with Andy Dusty.
History is good, eh? You can only hear this on the library with Andy Dusty. Stay with us.
This is the library. This is the library.
All for you, E.T., all for you. All for you, E.T., all for you. Are they with you, Papa? Are they with you, Mommy? Are they with you, Papa? Ooh, all for you, all for you, E.T., all for you. 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 Are they with you, Papa? Are they with you, Mommy? Are they with you, Papa? Ooh, all for you. All for you, E.T., all for you. All for you, E.T., all for you.
E.T. Mensah. During World War II, American and British troops were stationed in Ghana, and they brought in jazz and swing. Nightclubs were open that catered for them, like the Metropole, Bashoon, Kit Kat, Weekend in Havana, and the New York Bar. The Allied soldiers also set up dance combos and played with local musicians. The first such was the Black and White Spots, set up by Sergeant Leopard. E.T. Mensah left his brother's orchestra and joined up with Leopard's Jazz Combo as a sax player in 1940. Sergeant Leopard A. Scott had been a professional saxophonist in England, and according to E.T., listen to what E.T. Mensah said. It was Sergeant Leopard who taught us the correct methods of intonation, vibrato, tonguing, and breath control, which contributed to place us above the average standard in the town. Now, just after the war, E.T. Mensah joined the Tempos, set up by Ghanaian pianist Adolphe Doku and English engineer Arthur Harriman. At first, the band included some white soldiers, but after the war, when they left, the band became completely African, and E.T. Mensah ultimately became its leader. Now, it was a seven-piece band with E.T. Mensah doubling on trumpet and sax, Joe Kelly on tenor sax, and listen to this name, Guy Warren. We're going to discuss him later. Guy Warren later became Kofi Ghanaba, and he was part of the group, and he played drums. So we'll be having a special discussion on Guy Warren later. Here is E.T. Mensah with one of his popular songs, Inkebubaya, on the library with Andy Dusty.
It's the library with Andy Dusty.
kebubaya da 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 minta male orai bi gewe bi fe kebubaya 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 da 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 minta male orai bi gewe bi fe Gebubaya da da
That's music of E.T. Mensa. I guess I need to bring it back home. So Gen Z's will also relate. Okay. Tweet with the hashtag The Library. Tweet with the hashtag The Library. Okay? Let me read some tweets quickly before I move on. I've seen a lot of tweets coming in. Let me read some tweets before I move on, okay? Adbila Wankujo says, today is Friday, and a lot of the girls are in class without... okay, right, thank you. Adeba says, sir, your bellboy is here. All for me and all my ears are also for you. I'm seated. All right, thank you. Bumbash Dagumba says, and Dusty, what a way to start the library show. High life. Our shop is on fire. High life, sweeto. Hashtag the library. Okay. Now, we're also streaming on X. Okay? And you get to hear all the info if you are not by your radio. Bumbash Dagumba continues to say, Andy Dusty is on the library. Loud volumes at Bobandi Aluminium Ventures at Michelle Camp, Tema. In the library, we don't actually disturb. G.H. Sperry, hey, one of my class captains, he says, Andy Dusty is up with library, and this time it's a sorrowful edition whereby we reminiscing about some of Ghana's past acts. Okay. At one Kobe Bini says, I'm locked down. At Ishmael Foley 98 says, already 100. Irene Bak Kwame Jamaica says, hope you're streaming on X Spaces, boss. Oh, yep. Okay. Kojovirus, yes, I see you. And Ham underscore Dexar says, one of my favorite programs. Fifi Darlington says, sharp. We're here. And Ishmael Foley says, uniform ironed, boots polished, and ready for the library. Kofi Sperry says, more education, life is the ultimate. Says, Ademad. Okay. Adeba says, heat. Yep, we're on. Okay. Shall we continue? Adbila Wankujo says, the library is live at Qatar. Oh, wow. It's quite far, huh? Keep your tweets coming and I'll read them on air. Okay. I'll read them on air. Now let's continue with the show, folks. Now please pardon me. I may be telling you about dead musicians, but not in chronological order. And so I may scramble them. I may pick on anyone I chance on. Okay, so I may mix them. Now, born on 25th December in 1972 in Koforidua Eastern Region, his name Dasibre came from his grandmother because he's from a royal family and later indicated that he preferred that name for showbiz. The name Jamina was from his grandfather whose roots hailed from Jabing in the Eastern region. He came from a music home. His grandfather was a guitarist. When he was young, After school, he used to mess around with his father's radiogram by playing records by Nana Kwame Ampedu, Gregory Isaacs, and others. He attended the Youngsters Preparatory School, and afterwards he went to Benkum Secondary School, Form 5. While in secondary school, he was in charge of the music instruments handed over to him by his music teacher. He and a group of students kept rehearsing and composing songs. He wrote a song called Cheutumi whilst in school, and after school he went on to record that song in 1990 at a studio in Kaneshi. It wasn't successful. He didn't give up on his dreams. Now, after spending some time in various African states, he returned to Ghana in 1992, only to make music 7 years later. He later on went into the studios to record his second album, Sambeji Wayeyi, produced by Precise Music. His first major breakthrough, the hit song Koko Ko, in 1999. Featuring Lord Kenya on the song, it gained huge success in Ghana and abroad. Here is Dasibre Jamina. I'll tell you why the name Mahwafe came in. Here he is with Koko Ko.
It's the library with Andy Dusty. This is the library. Shh. In the library, we don't disturb. It's the library with Andy Dusty.
And that's Dasibre Jamina, a song produced by Zap Mallet, the greatest Zap Mallet, executive producer, a radio DJ, and in politics, Mark Okrekumanti. And that's music of Dasibre Jamina with Kokoko. All right, and the song featured Lord Kenya. All righty. In the year 2000, he released another hit album known as Ahwafe, a nickname that was given to him by fans after the release of the song. It's the library with Andy Dusty. Keep your tweets coming. Here is that Sibre Jamina.
When you want to sound of a power, we are the sun, Captain. Why, any other baby, I come up with a damn sinti. It didn't come here, Kachi, I'm a wolf. See a crown, see a pet, and I'm afraid just went to a gina. A gina, naturally, and that is my name, Sammy Abom. See you. You see, I'm a free, I can conquer one, and then I'm a couple of fear to you.
ni ame wo ma di fe bi ni e ka ma ma ve nu obi o ti mi ko ti awon fe ma mi n ko te bi o ti awon fe ma n ko te bi o ti awon fe sun pe mi fo ti awon fe ko wa mi o ti mi ko ti awon fe ma mi n ko te bi o ti awon fe e ja me bo mi o ti awon fe sun pe mi fo ti awon fe ko wa mi o ti mi ko ti awon fe Mami down open call you.
And that's Ray Jamina right there.
Mm-hmm.
He also worked with Brother Steiger on his You Can't Touch Me album. The album that had hits like Wodenda, It's Okay, and Abasubo. According to Ray Jamina, the album gave him fortunes and massive success as compared to his previous works. It even won an award at the Ghana Music Awards. He continued to produce successful albums and singles such as Calling, Chasu, I Beg, Oba, How Far, and my favorite here, Dasubre Jamina with It's Okay.
It's the library with Andy Dusty. This is the library.
Without you, this is okay. Some woman can yank off from the world. Other, the city. Without you, this is okay. Some woman can yank off from the world. Other, the city. Without you, this is okay.
In 2006, he took a flight from Ghana to London to work on his music. At Heathrow Airport, he was arrested by police. His luggage contained cocaine, of which he claimed to have no clue of. 11 months in prison had a big impact on him. He was never convicted for the crime due to facts suggesting he did not know any of the existence of the drugs.
That's it, bruh.
After his release, he released another album entitled A Friend in Need. It became a hit on Ghanaian radio charts with popular songs such as Sete and Wafum. In the early hours of 29 July 2016, he died at the 37 Military Hospital in Accra. His death in 2016 came at a time many Ghanaian musicians had died, but his death was the talk of town. As one part of his family were Muslim, he should have received an Islamic burial, but the other family refused. A long family feud led to his burial in December of that year, closely to 6 months after his demise. Here is his last work. One of his last words, featuring Scooby Silla, produced by Kewa, a song he called You Stole My Heart. May he so rest in peace, Dasubre Jamina.
Tell me how to love you, and I will.
Talk to me, baby.
I don't mind whatever it takes.
It's alright.
You are the only one I want, and no one knows. I wanna know, let me know. Tell me now. I'll do anything for you. Cause my life means nothing without you. You stole my heart and made it yours. So I wanna be with your love. You made me strong. Heart and my soul, I'll do
anything for you.
Cause
my life means nothing without you. You stole my heart and made it yours.
Oh God,
so I wanna live with your love. You made me strong when I was weak.
Oh God,
so I wanna live with your love. You stole my heart and made it yours. You made me strong when I was weak. So I wanna live with your love.
It's you alone, my new piano queen.
And that's music of Dasi Bregemina featuring Scooby Sella. Yep, great talent right there. And Charlie Ghana, hey, a lot of heroes, eh? I mean, come to think of it, a lot of them, we've lost a lot of our heroes. And yeah, we will not just let them go, we will celebrate them. We're live on the library. Let's continue with the show, folks. Let's continue with the show. I'm very sure if my family is listening, they'll be asking, but you, why? What's up? Let me brag, or let me talk about my grandfather, the high life doctor. Dr. K. Jesse. Dr. K. Jesse. Kwame Jesse was born in 1929 in Ankase in the Ashanti region. Although Dr. K. Jesse's father was not happy, in the late 40s, his uncle taught him how to play the Odonson style of palm wine guitar highlife, as well as imported calypso music, then all the rage in Ghana. K. Jesse also learned a lot from the Accra-based Apia Ejekum. He began composing in 1952 when he recorded his very first song for Philips, entitled Midiako Anemwari, The Seed I Plant Have Been Destroyed. This was followed by other hits like Abnabu Achuado, Mobo Midofo Sambra, and Wofa Kwesi. Yep. Okay. Dr. K. Jesse, folks. Dr. K. Jesse, Abnabu Achuado. A song that was sang by the late Thomas Frimpong. Now, he had gone on to work with Eric Ajiman and a lot more. Folks, it's the library.
It's the library with Andy Dusty.
And that's music of legendary Dr. K. Jesse, sung by Thomas Frimpong. Now, I want you to listen to this very carefully because it is getting interesting and it's going to be very, very much interesting, especially this part. Now, when I started the show, remember I told you about a name that will run through the conversation. And that's ex-president Dr. Kwame Nkrumah and his role in our music industry back in the day. I think Dr. Kwame Nkrumah did very well for our music. In his era, Dr. KJC traveled extensively throughout Western and Eastern Europe. On one occasion in 1963, he traveled with President Nkrumah to North Africa and the USSR, not Russia. Right? Okay. Now, here, I want you to pay attention to this. Serious issue coming up. Dr. KJC got into trouble with Dr. Kwame Nkrumah for one of his songs. Mansa. This was released in 1964 about a ghost mother lamenting the plight of her children. Mansa Uma, President Nkrumah personally questioned Dr. KJC about the lyrics. Now, who was all chairs are saying? Who was all chairs saying? President Nkrumah personally questioned Dr. KJC about the lyrics. And although the composer claimed these were based on a dream. Said they were based on a dream and were not a political reflection by Mother Ghana on the sorry state of the nation, the song was banned from the radio. Ghana.
It's the library with Andy Dusty.
And so he was talking about how a mother's wail about her children's suffering. Where President Nkrumah bore, say, Maza, are you, what's the figure? You're supposed to be my friend. You did, they come, they bash me, say, what? The economy, no, they be. Dr. KJS's Noble Kings was both a guitar band and concert party and was the first of this genre to use electronic keyboards, played initially by NS Honey. Then in 1974, Dr. KJS released his outstanding CCI Life album on the AC Bonds label. This was about almost an hour of his own non-stop minor high lives. Dr. KJC was given the title Doctor by his fans, and over the years, several prominent guitar band musicians also passed through his group. F. Micah was his guitarist for some years before forming his own group in 1961. Kwabena Kwabwa was singer in Dr. KJC's band from 1961 to 1963, when he split to form his own Akwabwa's band that had numerous hits. We were discussing that. Abuchiba Kofi Sammy was on and off with Dr. KJC in the 1960s until forming the Okuku Sekus in 1970. After passing through Oko's guitar band, K. Frimpong, that is Alhaji K. Frimpong, born in 1939 in Asante, Achim, he worked with Dr. KJC for almost 7 years before forming his Cubana Fiesta in the 70s, which released famous hits like Nkumi Fie, Later life, Dr. KJC was residing in Kumasi and was making occasional appearances on stage until he died in the year 2012. Folks, when it comes to our family, and even in our hometown, we don't play with him. Legendary Dr. KJC. Folks, it's The Library. Are you enjoying the show yet? Checking out musicians who had passed and the discussion here on The Library. Shall we check out more or shall we end the show here? Folks, I'm about to read more of your comments. Keep them coming. That's righty, that's righty. Let's continue with the show. Do you remember this song right here?
Ooh la 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 la
as Terence Ni Okang Mensah Ajete in 1982. He was the grandson of the Speaker of Parliament Peter Ala Ajete and a graduate from Adisodel College. Terry Bone Chaka. His big break came when he entered the Miss Ghana Hip Life Amateur Competition and won in the regionals before taking on the title of Hip Life Champ in 2001 in the final round. His first place win, the Miss Ghana Music Competition, along with his featured place on the Joy FM Nights with the Stars, shot him to the top of the hip life scene. Terry Bone Chaka, folks. There was a song that Mallet sampled Michael Jackson's Don't Stop Till You Get Enough for Terry Bone Chaka. And for me, one of his best deliveries, man. Interestingly, he got very close to me before he passed. And so I was in deep pain when he passed on. Folks, let's enjoy it. Hey. Hey. Not long ago, we were discussing musicians and some of the titles and the songs they talk about. The lyrics in the songs. Here is an example. The late Terry Bone Chaka, did you hear what he was talking about? The title of the song is Nkambuma Band. What is it with what he was doing back in school at a disco, and he was dozing off and giving shout out to musicians and radio presenters and people who had helped him with his music, and nothing of the lyrics, none of them talked about Nkambuma Band and anything Unity. Then on final be now he started.